You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 452. Randall is here as well. Randall, how's it going?
It's going great. Feels like spring here in Indiana.
It does feel like spring. We did have a lot of rain here, had some flooding in the area. I was almost affected, but not quite.
To the river.
Yeah, it was halfway up my drive. If it would have risen another probably 3 inches, I would have had water in my basement.
Wow.
But I did move everything out of the basement that I was afraid of getting wet. But I was definitely very thankful and felt blessed that I don't have any cleanup to do in my basement. My yard is covered in debris from the neighborhood.
Nice.
Because my yard, it pretty got into my yard, and so that was at the highest point, and it just seemed everything ended up there, including flower pots, paper products, and just junk.
Well, here's the crazy thing.
And debris.
It seemed like everybody's talking about the flooding around here, and the thing is, we got, 6 to 8 inches, depending where you were at. And then yesterday at church, they had somebody there that lives down in Houston, and they're like, oh, yeah, we had 50 inches. Some people had 60, so.
Yeah, but it was more, the reason we had the river rose so much is because the snow was melting.
Oh, I know. And there was more than just the rain. There was already about a foot of snow that melted.
Yeah, I live in Elkhart, and there's a park, an island park. I forget what the name of it is now. I think the Riverwalk Park, maybe.
Oh, I think I drove past it.
Anyway, that's completely underwater.
Yeah.
By several feet underwater.
Oh, it's bad. I'm just, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure if anybody from Houston is listening here, they're like, basically, yeah, here, hold my beer.
I'm sure. Okay, let's move on then. Today, we're going to talk about Notre Dame did pick up a new commit, spring practices around the corner, NFL Combine coming up, and there's some other former Notre Dame player-related updates that Randall's going to give us about Justin Brent. And I guess let's just start with probably the most relevant news, the new recruit that committed to Notre Dame. Who is he, Randall, and how does he fit into the 2019 class?
Well, he's a defensive end, or defensive tackle, sorry. And it's kind of funny, right after our conversation last week about the over and under of the amount of four-star players Notre Dame is going to get, then
at the defensive and offensive
on the
line.
Yes. Then after that, Hunter Spears commits to Notre Dame. And this is a big-time pickup for Notre Dame. And
so he's a four-star?
Four-star. He's 6'4", 280 is what he's listed at. From what I've heard, he's actually bigger than that by now. But the thing is, that's kind of surprising that he's ranked that high. It's a little hard to tell because he actually didn't play last year. He had an injury. And so all his film and everything, which is impressive, is from his sophomore year. So he sat out a year with a knee injury. He had an ACL tear. And he's still ranked as a four-star guy. So it reminds me a little bit of like, I'm totally blank. Defensive end for now.
Oh, Dalen Hayes.
Dalen Hayes.
Yeah.
You know, still being ranked. So this is a guy that it's hard to tell. He could be ranked much higher by the time he enrolls at Notre Dame if you're worried about the rankings. But he is trying to, he's also recruiting other players. He's one of the guys that was here for junior day with a very talented group of guys, defensive linemen that were here. And so he's trying to get some of those other guys to commit to Notre Dame. So he's a guy that's out recruiting. One of the guys is Nana Osafo Mensa, something like that. He had just tweeted out that he is planning to visit Notre Dame in April 13 and 14th, and Hunter Spears will probably be there with him. Nana, however you want to say it, is outside linebacker or weak side defensive end. So there's maybe that rush end that Notre Dame needs in the class. He's a four-star. His national ranking's at 110, so highly ranked guy. But you can see Hunter Spears is doing his job recruiting this guy. But just a couple other things about Hunter Spears. He was at junior day, and he didn't commit then, but many believe that he was actually a silent commit soon after that and then waited to announce it. And I think he wanted to wait to commit until September, but he was like, it's just too good. He can't pass it up. He's going to commit now and make it public. And he's a guy that he's from Texas, and he plays good competition. So,
do you know, is he someone that would enroll early?
Yes, he is planning to be an early enrollee, and it's just, this is a guy that fits at Notre Dame. He looks much younger. If you look at his picture, he looks young. Yeah,
he looks like he could be 14 years old.
He's got a little bit of a baby face, but this is what Notre Dame needs, a highly ranked defensive tackle with a lot of upside, and it's going to enroll early, and he's recruiting other guys.
And yeah, hopefully Notre Dame can pick up a couple more solid defensive linemen.
So he is the fourth commitment to this class, and Notre Dame has been out in the trail trying to get more recruits or giving out offers and trying to get commitments from guys. They did hand out quite a few offers again last week. It doesn't seem like they're slowing down much. The offers continue to go out. I'm not going to go down the whole list. There are about 11 offers that have gone out in the past week. But just in the last couple days, they're obviously down in Hawaii. They offered two offensive linemen from Hawaii, Julius Bulo and Enoch Bamia. So they're obviously, it looks like Polian's probably down in Hawaii doing some recruiting right now, which it's a good time of the year to do that. There is one other defensive end, Ruben, that I thought you might be interested in. He did get an offer this week from Missouri, and his name is Edinosa Ruben.
Oh.
So
he sounds like he'd be a good
the downside
character,
Notre Dame.
Character kid. Probably a lot of upside, too, as an athlete as well.
The bad thing about Notre Dame, you couldn't see his name on the back of the jersey. But if you were playing a bowl game, you could see the name Ruben
That's
on a jersey
That's
out
true.
There. So anyways, there are quite a few offers that have gone out. But yeah.
Do you expect any commits coming up here in the next, before we podcast next week?
Not necessarily. It's hard to see anybody do it in the next week. You know, they have another junior day coming up, so they'll have some guys come up maybe around that time. This time of the year, it's kind of hard to tell because there's nothing really. You know, once you get close to the season, you know, you have guys that want to commit before the season starts or things like that. Right now, you know, guys are, I guess, trying to finish up their school year and don't really have those deadlines, you could say, to make a commitment by a certain time. So it just kind of depends when they want to do it. If it's a birthday, some guys, you don't want to wait till their birthday or just different things like that. So, but it's always, I like this time of the year because it's when somebody does commit, there's quite a bit of excitement around it because it's not like, hey, in a couple days, so-and-so is going to be committing or whatever. It's more of a surprise this time of the year.
All right. Notre Dame, or, well, yeah, spring practice is starting soon, but the NFL Combine is starting tomorrow, February 27th, running through the, was it the 6th?
Yeah.
Through February 6th. So some years I watch it, some years I don't. Definitely I'll check out where Notre Dame's players that are going to the combine, where they rank in their prospective group.
Well, this year there's a couple more. I mean, it seems like last year there wasn't that big a group of guys. This year there's 5 Notre Dame players that were invited. I think it's pretty obvious who they were. You got Nelson, McGlinchey, St. Brown, Smythe, and Adams. So this year...
And Niles Morgan, right?
No, he did not get an invite.
Niles Morgan, that's right. That's surprising.
Well, he's not on the list, so yeah. I don't know. It's, the thing is, that doesn't mean there's guys that go to the combine and don't get drafted either.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of where you would have expected him to get an invite. But I'm sure, I mean, he'll be performing at Notre Dame's Pro Day. If you want the schedule, they kind of had the schedule laid out. I was just kind of looking at that. I mean, they start on Friday. Friday, they have the running backs, offensive linemen, and special teams. And then Saturday, it's quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. And Sunday, defensive line and linebackers. And Monday's defensive backs. So, yeah, I don't know how much you'll be able to actually watch, but I do. It's on the NFL Network. I mean, I do kind of enjoy watching it for a little while. That's just kind of the same thing over and over and over. But
I like looking at the numbers afterwards more than I do watching it.
Yeah. But there's nothing else going on right now, and it's football related.
That's true.
Get a chance to look at them one more time before they head.
Where do you think Josh Adams will slot in as far as athletically compared to the other running backs? Yeah.
Oh, man. It's hard to tell. I haven't actually looked at all the running backs, like the list of other players that will be there.
I think he'll have a tough going of it.
I don't think he's going to be like at the top of each.
No, I don't think he's going to. He's not going to blow people away.
He has
good top end speed.
Did you see
but not great burst.
He won't be the fastest guy there.
He won't be the fastest guy, but yeah. he does have good top end speed.
Yeah. Just kind of some interesting things. Reggie Wayne kind of had a list of the wide receivers. He thinks EQ is the most. I forget what his wording was.
Underwhelming, maybe?
No. He was like, he's the second best receiver. Well, with the potential talents.
He was underwhelming this season.
Thing is, he will probably look good without the pads, like at the combine.
I think athletically.
His biggest thing is just he's not aggressive. Yeah. He's just not, you know. I'm sure he'll put up good numbers. I mean, he's got he's tall. I mean, he'll look good.
Size.
I think he'll look good at the NFL Combine.
I agree with you.
But
I still think he might drop just because from what appears to be just a lack of want to compete.
How many times do you think he'll talk about his dad's protein when they interview him? I wonder when he has meetings, he meets with the teams.
I hope he's focused on having a career and a future in the NFL before a future in Mike Brown's protein shake.
Yeah. I'm sure his dad is pushing him to talk about
that. Right, not, was it Mike Brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
John Brown.
Yeah.
Just some other random things about the draft. Obviously, they're starting to do mock drafts, but on one of the latest ones, McGlinchey was actually a second rounder. So, you know, he was obviously a sure thing first rounder, it seemed like. I mean, everybody was counting him as a first round. I guess if you break down, you know, he's maybe one of the best 30 players, but that doesn't mean all 30 teams want to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Is basically what that comes down to. But Nelson, I always like the reports when I see Nelson and the Colts in the same conversation. So,
I don't follow the Colts closely enough to know if they need a guard. I mean, I know they were bad at offensive.
If it's an offensive lineman, they need him. No, their center, they have what's his face from Alabama. He was all out for almost the entire year. But they had, is it Kelly, Ryan Kelly? Is their center? So, anyways, they are working on it. But you just hear a lot of stories between now and the NFL draft, which is in April. So it'll go up and down and sideways in every direction. So
I guess let's just discuss this very, very briefly. It's not Notre Dame related, but a big topic has been Baker Mayfield. You know, some have him going as one of the top two. I think as high as one of the top two quarterbacks, and then some have him, you know, not going in the first round. Personally, and I know Colin Cowherd gets a lot of hate from Notre Dame fans for his comments this season, but I tend to agree with him. I think he's too small, and yeah, you've got your small guys.
Johnny Manziel.
Too small, and his attitude too, just arrogant and not professional.
Yeah, well, I hate the talk. I don't know why the Browns, which I didn't watch them this year, but there's, they should take a quarterback at number one. Okay, Kaiser, yeah, they didn't win any games last year, but they have a lot more issues than the quarterback. Just getting another quarterback isn't going to change
it. This is a good quarterback draft.
Yeah. What I would do, they should sign what's-his-face from the Redskins.
Oh.
Cousins.
Yeah.
And then, be nice if Kaiser could just get traded to another team.
Yeah, I just don't know if Kaiser, if he's going to be a starting quarterback. It doesn't look like it.
Here's the thing. The Browns have number one pick. They need a quarterback, and right now they also have the number four pick. Next team that needs a quarterback is the Jets. So what I've heard is if Baker Mayfield would be with the Jets, could be a disaster being in New York. Could be. To me, he's too explosive to touch. Like, it's not worth it. It's totally not worth it. But anyways.
All right, Notre Dame spring practice is coming up soon as well. And we're going to go through the different position groups next week, talk about that, a little preview for spring ball, maybe talk about our expectations or predictions for position changes. And,
well, spring ball is coming up. It starts March 6th. They have 3 days of spring practice, which March 6th is tomorrow in a week, which is crazy to think about. And then they're practicing 3 days, 6th, the 8th, and the 10th, and then they have spring break. So you could see a lot of action that first week as far as players, different places, what they can do, and then the coaches might make some decisions during spring break on if there will be position changes or, you know, where they best fit in. Yeah, but it's just shocking to think about that we're actually talking about spring ball already. So, some other interesting thing, the coaches' clinic is at Notre Dame. What are the dates? I don't have the dates, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that the speakers that they have lined up for that, which if you go to the coaches' clinic, you can actually get in on Notre Dame's Pro Day and be able to watch that, and I also believe you can get in on some practices. But the speakers for this year are PJ Fleck, head coach of Minnesota. Some people are hoping that someday he'll be a coach at Notre Dame. And then Matt Patricia, the New England Patriots defensive coordinator. And then Bill Polian, NFL GM. And then Pat Shurmur, the Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator. Mike Sullivan, the Giants offensive coordinator. And then Mark Helfrich, the former Oregon head coach. And so I just thought it was kind of interesting to see some of those guys that come in. I mean, especially guys like PJ Fleck. I don't know. I think it's great. I'm just kind of surprised. You know, you bring in guys from other schools like that, but maybe people want to read into that and think, I don't at all. It has nothing to do with coaching. But, Jonathan Bonner tweet out a message, and his mom, which we've talked about it before, I mean, he had thought about giving up football, and it looked like maybe he would do that to help out his mom who has cancer, but then he did decide to play come back for another year. But he did send, he sent out a link this last week on his Twitter for a GoFundMe. He just said, thanks to everyone's generous support, thoughts, and prayers. The next stage of my mom's recovery process begins with her surgery next week. Even though it's been a long journey, we're ready to move on to her full recovery. We will be keeping the GoFundMe open through post-operation. Thanks again for all your support. So if you would like to donate, check out Jonathan Bonner's Twitter. He has a link in there. And hope that his mom has a successful surgery and can get through that. And then Justin Brent made some headlines. He supposedly joined the Nevada basketball team. And at first, like, what is he doing? It's the middle of the season, you know, whatever. But digging into it, basically Nevada has had enough injuries. Sounds almost like Notre Dame. But they just needed bodies out on the floor. And so their basketball coach talked to the football coach, said, hey, I need a couple guys to play. And so Justin Brent and one of the other football players actually joined the team. From what I saw, well, then just this week they posted pictures, you know, the Nevada won like their league for their division. They were like the champions of that division. I mean, they're doing good. They're ranked, was it number 20, I believe. And so Justin Brent's there with the 2018 Mountain West Champion Trophy. So, of course, people were giving him a lot of flack for, you know, just hopping on the team. But he's basically there.
So will they stay on the team throughout the tournament?
I don't know. I didn't dig in to see when the other guy, their injuries are coming back. But as right now, he's part of the – he didn't play in the last game. I don't know if he played any games. But basically, he's practicing. And if, hey, if something would happen, he could go out there. I mean, he played basketball in high school. So he's another body to put out there. But – so it's not like he's all of a sudden decided to play basketball as well. Yeah. And then digging into that, I saw that Nevada actually switched him to safety. So he'll be playing safety this next year instead of wide receiver. So the crazy career or 10-year college career of Justin Brent continues. So. anyway, that's about all I got.
All right, I don't have anything more either. Thank you guys for joining us. Head over to the forums if you want to talk with a little Notre Dame football, forums.irishsportstalk.net. And you can follow us on Twitter at Irish Sports Talk. We're on Facebook as well. And Randall, you had one more thing?
I almost forgot about it. The tournament challenge for March Madness is open. I am, right now, I'm the one and only guy in the group, so come over and try to challenge me. I will say this, I didn't do good last year, so... But it is open, so as soon as you create a group, you can join Irish Sports Talk.
And there's no spaces.
There are spaces.
I mean, there are spaces with that.
Irish,
yeah. And you should be able to join. If you were in it last year, you should be able to join automatically. But if not, just search for Irish Sports Talk with spaces. And I didn't see it on the website when I was trying to join a group, but I was going to check on the app here too. But we'll keep on updating. We'll send out a link as well.
The app keeps crashing right now, but you can't do anything to it anyways. So, yeah. But when you join,
still a little ways away.
Make sure you join. Tell your friends. Tell your buddies to join. The more people, the merrier. And the winner will receive the Notre Dame 2018, the shirt. So,
very good. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.